My grandma's.
Leader's home.
His home. And she'll be talking to you in just one second.
Just look what happened. It happened to you.
Now, how about if you would, no left turn. How about if you would wear your glasses? Dean can put them on for you.
I have them on.
Oh, how'd you do it? Did you do it? Oh, good. I didn't think you could do that.
Must we go right over the door?
No, no. I'm going to tie. I've got one place I want to take them. You can go wherever you want.
Where
one
you thing want to I want go?
To, I'm going to show them. Luden's Cough Drop Factory.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The reason I'm going to do it is Paul asked me last night, he said, I bet you haven't been to Luden's. I said, no, but I'd like to take Dean. I'm going to show Luden's Cough Drop Factory.
Well, now we're on our way to Doris?
No, we're going to have to, we can't turn left there. I'm going back this way.
Oh, show them where we used to live. It's on 7th Avenue. Of course, that's not right here.
Oh, I've shown him everything. I've shown him that.
Did you?
I've seen, he's seen every place we've been. We've lived ever.
South 7th Avenue. You
yeah.
didn't live there, though.
No, but I showed him that place. It's right over here. We showed him that. There's nothing he's missed. What'd I do with my dark glasses, Dean? Must be in the house, I guess, huh?
Hey, you know that
they're
young...
right here.
No, those are great.
You know that young girl that was in the... Maybe you didn't see in the wheelchair that... Maybe you saw her in there.
Oh, I didn't see any
young girl.
Isn't she nice?
No, I didn't
I
see
I told her
girl.
She had a disease that went through the family of girls, not boys. Five brothers, but and
no,
three
I didn't see
sisters.
Her. You told me about
and
it.
Only her
see.
Sisters. She died. 12 o'clock.
What, today?
This is a conversation.
Why don't you say hello to Phil and Donna and Tracy, Mother? They'd like to hear you say hello to them. Would you? Just say hello to them.
Now?
Yeah.
Hello, Donna. We're going out North 5th Street.
Tracy,
are you there?
Phil?
We're having a wonderful time. Having lots of fun. I wish you all were here.
Phil?
How are you? And I hope you're happy, and I hope you're well, and I hope your eye gets better.
Okay. I should have really made a recording earlier about all the places we've been. We've seen all the houses we've lived in, including the ones that that Phil and I lived in. And we've seen all the schools. And
Olive Street.
Olive, well, we've seen everything.
Everything.
And even we went up the river today and saw Riverview and Kelly's Locks and everything we could think of. My high school, all the schools. In fact, we've been over by Douglas Street twice now and Front Street.
My Missing Creek.
Oh, well, we've done all that. We just left Mary and Johnny Fritz. Dean saw the inside of one of the three-story houses where we used to live. And now we're heading out 9th Street. We're going to turn around because this is the one-way street, and we're going to see Luden's Cough Drop Factory. Because Dean knows about Luden's Cough Drops because Dad made the boxes for them. So I don't know how far out it is. Do you know, Mary?
I don't know either, but now what street could this be?
This would be, we're out on the 400 block now.
Here?
Yeah. We're out in the 400 block.
We saw the one Missing Creek and the pagoda, which was nice.
Well, this morning, you know, Dean Duncan took us fishing out of Newman. Where was that, Dean?
Top
above Wummelsdorf, a place called Newman's Town or something like that.
Yes, I know where that
and
is.
And we went fishing out there. I didn't fish, but Dean and Duncan fished. And
caught one.
I don't know when to turn.
Well, we'll try this.
fish that is.
Find it and see if this is the right place. Okay, that's fine.
We're now approaching Luden's cough drops.
Here's cough drops factory all along.
You can smell it. Smell it.
See it? Luden's cough drops. This is where they make
it. Is it in business stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. You see them out there all the time, don't you? No. See, this is all Luden's. Luden's personnel department.
There's a lot of people working. Say about the pagoda.
Say about the pagoda? Well, we went up to the pagoda 2 days ago, went to Antietam Dam, and all through, the house that's the prettiest of all, I think. Penguin Terrace is just, they have it fixed so pretty, and the hedge is nice, the backyard is nice, the house is painted, and it was such a thrill. I went back there twice. And of course we saw Corbett's. We know where Stonetown is, but we don't know how to get to the house there that we lived in. So,
I think they're all taken away.
I don't know if the farm is still there or not. But we've done just about everything that we could think of to do. Paul and Mary have such a nice place down in the country. They got 2 acres and beautiful land, big trees.
And ponds.
And we just, everything was just fun.
Creek running through their property.
We're heading toward Penn Street. And I can see the City Hall. And the Abraham Lincoln Hotel. Tom Roy's is over there. If I could find a place to park, I'd go over to see Ann, but I would if I could find a place to park.
Well, I'll show you where to park.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll find a place to park and go
see
Ann.
You wouldn't believe Penn Street. Penn Square is now a beautiful place with trees, and it's really pretty.
Here's our bank.
Oh, over on Penn Street over there? Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's nice over there in that area.
But the old part's still here.
Over there's Her Cray Studio, Dean.
Oh, row houses look funny.
Where we had such a ball in the old days. Her Cray Studios. And you say you're gonna, I can find a place to park, huh?
Paul and Mary also have a lot of trees and about a million toads.
We went all around to see all the old houses. We should have had the tape recorder. I wish I had known that.
Yes.
Of course, this is neat than what we have.
And we,
what a beautiful
thing. I've done swimming almost every day. Not every day, but a lot of days in the week. About 5 days of the week. 4 days of the week. Thank you and goodbye.